good. But thanks, everyone, for coming out tonight. What we're going to talk about here is really critical for people to certainly have a sound foundation and something to really grow on. As Deneen said, I will tell you a little. I'm going to go ahead and share it with you anyway. Of course, grew up in Pendleton, come from a real hardworking family. We didn't have very much when I was growing up, but guess what? I didn't really know that. I thought we were doing fairly well, but when you look at it, and if you look at it and you measure it against society's requirements for poverty, I lived in poverty growing up, no question about it. But I had this little thing called football that kind of gave me some direction. I started playing football when I was 6 years old, hated it, and told my parents I wasn't going back out there. But the coach apparently saw something special in me. He saw that I was pretty fast and quick and shifty, and he came and begged them to get me back out there. And he told me, he said, hey, whatever you don't want to do in practice, you don't have to do it. We just want you out there. So I said, all right, I'll try it again. And I went back, and, of course, I did everything everybody else did. I thought it was the right thing to do, being a team sport. And next thing you know, I'm kind of the star on the team. I'm always scoring touchdowns, and everybody's always around me and congratulating me and all that stuff. So football really just took me to a different level. And I can tell you, I bet you I would not have gone to college if it wasn't for football. So coming out of high school, I had a college scholarship. Went to Wofford my freshman year. But one thing I did know is academics were important. I learned that at an early age. All through school, I did pretty good when it came to academics. And so when I went off to college, I knew I wanted a technical degree. But just so happened, the only school that offered me a scholarship right out of high school was a liberal arts school. It was Wofford. I took the scholarship, which was the right thing to do. But I knew I wouldn't be at Wofford forever. I was either going to transfer to Georgia Tech or some other school after a certain number of years. But just so happened, right after my freshman year, we played Western Carolina. And I had a teammate from high school on the Western Carolina team. I had a pretty good game against Western Carolina. So they talked to my ex-teammate and said, hey, let's get him up here. So I actually transferred to Western Carolina, got my technical degree. I got a manufacturing engineering degree from Western Carolina. That's what I wanted, an engineering degree. And I played football at a higher level, at the level that I thought I could play at, where we were playing against Florida State, Georgia Tech, and major colleges. So, you know, and again, going to college gave me that opportunity to get that education. And from there, started to work and worked for, I don't know, 15 years or so. Then I decided, hey, you know what? I need to go get my MBA. And I went and got my MBA. And once I got back into college working on the MBA, I said, you know, I'm going to just continue on and get my doctorate. One reason, just to make a check. I just wanted to check it off the list. And shortly after I got the doctorate, I started having schools call me saying, hey, we'd like for you to come teach. And for the longest, I said, you know, I don't want to do that. And finally, I begrudgingly decided to go teach at Southern Wesleyan University. And I taught there for the first term, and guess what? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And they decided to say, hey, we want to hire you full time. And I said, and I don't mean to sound, what's the right word? I don't, what I'm ready to say, I don't mean to make it sound like I thought I was too good to work at the Southern Westland, but I told him, I said, I don't think you can afford me. And he said, well, what you can do is you can go on these websites and you can get some other teaching jobs to help complement your income. So I didn't go to work for Southern Westland full time, but I did take him up on going to those websites. And Candace will tell you, because she's told me to stop, stop, stop. It became a game for me. I was trying to see how many different schools I could teach at. it turns out I put in for a job at Liberty University, and I had no idea whether or not they were going to give me a chance to work there or not, but they did. They called me, they did an interview with me, and next thing I know, I had a job online teaching at Liberty University. And as I said earlier, it really became a game to me. I was on some trip with Timken, and I called a friend over. I said, come here, let me show you something. I said, I'm going to go on this site, and I'm going to put in for a job at Strayer University. I said, I guarantee you, within a week, I'll have a job there. Guess what? Within an hour, they called me back to interview. They interviewed me on the phone and said, hey, we'd like to hire you. So make a long story short, most times I'm teaching at like six different schools. And the majority of the work is really in setting the classes up because it becomes almost like autopilot. So there's not a tremendous amount of work for me to do. So that's a little bit about my story. And the key part about that is I ended up creating a second stream, a third stream, and a fourth stream, fifth stream, seventh stream of income because I did something I wanted to do. I wanted to get my doctorate. It was something I wanted to do. So the point I'm making there is that's what everybody should do. Things that they want to do, and things will work out. They will really work out. And what we're going to go over tonight, I always like to play a game with a group. Deneen can't play because she's played this before. She may not remember any of it, but she can't play. So I'm going to give you a word, and I want you to say it and spell it, say it and spell it, say it and spell it. Then I'm going to ask you a question, and you've got to answer it right away. What did I just say? You got to answer it right away. If you don't answer it right away, you automatically are wrong. Okay? You're going to answer it right away, right? Okay? I'm going to give you a word. You say it and spell it. Say it and spell it. Say it and spell it. Okay? The word is spot, okay? I'll tell you when to start. I'm going to say one, two, three. And we're going to say it and spell it, say it and spell it, say it and spell it. And then I'm going to ask you a question. If anybody gets it wrong, the whole team got it wrong, okay? I'm part of the team, too. All right, on three. One, two, three. Spot. S-P-O-T. Spot. S-P-O-T, spot, S-P-O-T, spot, S-P-O-T. What do you do when you come to a green light?
Go.
Oh, man. Do you stop at a green light? You know, I heard somebody say go, but remember what I said. If one person get it wrong, we all got it wrong. We all got it wrong, but Candace told me that I was a pretty good person. That right, Candace? So I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. Okay? I'm going to give you a chance to redeem yourself. This word is coke, C-O-K-E. You got it? Coke, C-O-K-E, just like a Coca-Cola. On the sound of three. One, two, three. Coke, C-O-K-E. Coke, C-O-K-E. Coke, C-O-K-E. What do you call the clear part of an egg? The yolk is the yellow part, isn't it? What? What? Jerry, what? I mean, what do you want me to do, Jerry? Huh? Egg white. Egg white. Egg white. Egg white. Egg white. You know, I'm sitting here telling you that I'm a pretty good person. I gave you a chance to redeem yourself. Now, This is the last chance you're getting. And I'm looking back there at Jerry. Jerry told me, say, hey, Eddie, if they don't get this one right, just leave. He said, just leave. So this is the last chance you're getting. This word is tree. Just like a tree outside. You know what a tree is, right? All right. Tree. All right. One, two, three. Tree. T-R-E-E, tree, T-R-E-E, tree, T-R-E-E. How many of each kind of animal did Moses take on the ark? Everybody said two, right? Yeah. You're wrong. I said Moses. It was Noah, right? Yeah. Of course, you weren't expected to get any of those right. It's a game, and it's a game to play with your mind a little bit. Because at least on the last one, you were bound and determined. You weren't going to say three. But you didn't listen to the question. And I always like to play this little game because it's important to listen. And when you listen, you can be highly successful. I'm trying to say that I have all the right answers, because I don't. I'm still learning just like everybody else is learning. But I am going to share some stuff with you that I have used to help make us successful. This young lady over here next to me believes in the same things I believe in, and we've been able to create some pretty good wealth, no question about it. And I want to share some of that with you, because I'm very passionate about making sure people in our community build wealth. There's a major wealth gap between our community and other communities. I looked at some numbers, I don't know, it's probably been 2 or 3 years ago, but in 1968, the average wealth of a black person was $17,000. And in that same time period, the average wealth of a white person was $171,000. So it's like 10 times different. And fast forward to today, that same 10 times difference there. Both numbers are much higher, but the average black person might be 170 or something, but I haven't looked at it real recent, but white wealth is 10 times that. And we can make all the excuses in the world why that is, but the thing we've got to do is we got to do something about it. We've got to take actions. And we can take some actions to help improve our situations, okay? And that's what I want to kind of share with you tonight. And again, I'm not sitting here telling you I am perfect with what I'm ready to tell you, but I am telling you is it's worked for me and this young lady sitting next to me. Okay, fair enough. Any questions for me? And this is a discussion, so you can stop me, raise your hand at any point. I want it to be two-way, three-way, four-way. I want it to be all of us talking to each other. I'm not really here to give a presentation. I'm here to have a discussion. Okay? Fair enough. All right. Good. So one of the first things I want to kind of do is, if I can find it here, it's just read a Bible verse. And it's Romans 13 chapter, 8 verse. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves fulfill the law. So point I'm making there is you want to be debt free. You don't want to have any debt. And if you're in that situation today, that is great. Stay in that situation. Next thing I like to do is just talk about an example. We're all one big family. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 11. It's 11 of us. I'll be the daddy. She'll be the mama. Okay? We'll just play it that way. Although I know there's nobody in here older than me. I'm the oldest. No, I'm only joking. We just decided that we're going to take a trip to Disney World. We're just going to jump in the car and go to Disney World. How successful do you think our Disney World trip's going to be? It's not going to be good at all, is it? Because we don't know how much money we need to go to Disney World. We don't know how much gas we need in the car. We don't know where we're going to stay. We don't know how much it costs to go into the park. So the point that I'm making there is you got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, you're going to fail every time. So first thing, young lady, have you right up there is financial freedom, if you don't mind. And financial freedom, I'd like to go around the room and get each of you to tell me what financial freedom means to you, and then we'll settle on what it means, okay? We'll start over here with Margaret. What does financial freedom mean to you, Margaret?
Basically, they can do whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Good one. Malaysia?
Not having to worry about are you going to go over your budget or under?
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. I like it.
Being able to do whatever you need to do financially without worry.
Yeah. Able to do whatever you can do without worry. Perfect. Deneen? What they said.
No debts.
No debts. Being free.
Terry. Yeah, no debt and plenty of disposable
income. Okay, good. So we're going to settle on financial freedom means debt free. Okay, you're fair? Fair enough. Okay, so financial freedom means being debt free. So now we're going to put this Disney World trip together in a sane way. We're going to say the 11 of us are going to go to Disney World. So what are the things we need to look at? I kind of threw a few of them out there. If you don't mind, young lady, write these down. So what's the first thing we need to figure out? Yeah, we need to figure out the cost of tickets. What's the cost of tickets? What's something else we need to figure out? We need to figure out how many days we plan to stay, right? Yep. We need to figure out. Yeah. Right. Yep. So we're gonna make a decision. We're gonna drive. Yeah, we're gonna drive. But that's one we got to figure out. Yep. So we say we're gonna drive, and we got to determine gas. Put gas in the.
If it's 12 of us, are we going to get a van?
Oh, we get in the van. Yeah. Matter of fact, our oldest son, he has not only a van, he has a motor home that can carry all of us in. So we're yeah, we're taking the motor home. Absolutely. Yeah, we determined that we're going to stay in this motor home when we go to Disney World. Yeah. Yeah. So we got to determine how much food we need, cost for food. What else do we need to think about? Oh, we're only doing Disney World. We don't care anything about those other parks in Florida. It's only Disney World. Yeah, but when I say Disney, I'm talking Epcot, Magic Kingdom, Animal Kingdom. What's the other one? Yeah, we're going to do the whole Disney thing. Yeah, but we're not going to Universal. We're not going there. That's not part of Disney. We ain't going to SeaWorld. We're only going to the Disney parks. What other costs we need to think about? And I'm not worried. Gas. Yeah, we're gonna spend some money on that. So now we can sit and say, oh, okay, we need for the 11 of us and this trip going down, we need $25,000. Okay, so we'll have us a nice trip on that 20. You can just write down at the bottom $25,000. So now the next thing we need to know is, do we have $25,000? Do we have $25,000? We only have $2,000. So can we afford to go to Disney World? We cannot afford to go to Disney World. I know you folks are disappointed, but we got to make a hard decision. We ain't going to Disney World. It wasn't very hard for me to make that decision. And that's what each of you got to do. And I'm not saying you're not doing that today, but that's the point I'm making here. If you don't have the money, you can't afford it. Guess what? I just decided I want to go get me an airplane. Guess how much this airplane costs? It's $1.2 million. How much money do we have? We only got $2,000. $2,000. So guess what? I'm not buying an airplane. And I am being blunt with what I'm saying here, and I don't want anybody to get mad at me, because I may go against all the principles that you have ever lived and believed in. I'm going to make it live a little better for you here. I'm not going to talk about the airplane. I'm going to talk about the car. Guess what? I want to go get a F-150 pickup. Guess how much it costs? It costs $50,000. How much money we have? We got $2,000. Guess what? I'm not buying the F-150 pickup. I can't afford it. People get caught up into, I can afford things because they can make a monthly payment. When you make monthly payments, you know what you do, don't you? You pay a lot of interest. You're in debt. And by no means am I trying to throw a stone at anybody in this room. I'm telling you, if that's the philosophy you have today, you might want to change it. Because you can become debt-free if you change that philosophy. And if you are debt-free today, I'm telling you, I'm all behind you. You're doing the right things. Keep doing them. But only buy stuff that you can afford to buy. And I will say, there's one exception. Most people, when they start out, they do have to finance a house. But guess what? You better not finance it for more than 15 years. But you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm giving you advice that can help you. Okay? The worst thing in the world, and believe me, I don't know anybody's financial situation in here, and what I say isn't directed at anyone, but I was talking with somebody the other day, and they told me that the husband and wife were going through some stuff. The husband was sick, and he still works. He's like 70 years old. And the wife said that, I don't know what we're going to do if he can't work. We're going to lose our house. You're 70 years old. You need to make sure you have made some good decisions to where you're probably not paying on a house at 70 years old. And again, I know we get into those situations. If you're in that type of situation, please make sure you coach up the younger generations not to fall into that situation. What I'm saying making sense? Yeah. And again, I'm being blunt, but I'm not trying to throw a stone at anyone. Okay? Don't take me wrong with what I'm saying, because I'm not saying anything, try to stick my chest out, because you can lose everything you have in 1 second. So I don't care about material things. Do I have some material things? Yeah, but I don't care about them. I mean, I used to drive a Vega. I used to drive a Chevette. Those were all cars people thought were the least desirable. You know what I mean? I mean, but guess what? I drove a Chevette and a Vega because I could afford to drive a Chevette and a Vega. I wasn't going to try to drive a Mercedes at that point in my life. I couldn't afford it, and I knew I couldn't. So I drove what I could afford. Today, I can go afford just about any car I want to go buy. And remember what I said. You can afford what you can pay for, not what you can finance. Does that make sense? Okay. Good. So, we were talking about budget. I'd like for us as a group, let's create a budget. So what do you think the typical person make, the average person make? How much money? Well, we're going to get it down to a month, because that's what the budget's going to be set on, a month. So what does the average person make?
Last time I looked, the average household income for someone in this area.
Yeah.
It was around
$38,000. That's the average household income. $38,000. So let's make it simple. We'll say $38,000 is the take-home pay. We won't mess with the taxes piece. So say your annual income, $38,000. So the monthly income would be $3,166. So we have $3,166 to live on each month. So let's create this budget. So let's talk about, huh?
How old
am I?
Where are we in
life? Yeah. We're going to say we're 35. Yeah, we're 35. Yeah. We got all that. So we'll start off at the top. We'll start off at the top because, you know, whatever religious background you have, it doesn't really matter, but most people give something to the church or to whatever religious affiliation you're with. So we're going to say we got to give $316 a month as our tithes. Let's get that up front. And then we'll just thing as a mortgage. So you got a mortgage, you're going to also have to have some, what he does, home insurance, right? Yeah. Just home insurance. So what kind of cars are y'all driving? I'm not personally, but I'm just. Do you have a car payment? Do you think I should put that up here as part of the budget? Yeah. Now, does the average person have one car payment or two car payments? Okay. So car one and car two. He said it was household. He said it was household. And I'm going to go with him because he's in this business, the insurance, so he knows. Yeah. So two cars, car one and car two. To right, it's yeah. So we're gonna leave it there. Whether you're renting and or have a home, so I'm gonna tell you, if you don't have a home, get a home. Don't rent, okay? You know, I guess at some point in your life, you may rent and may be okay, and you don't want a home and having the upkeep of a home. You know, when I'm 200 years old. I may not want a home then, so maybe I'm renting. I don't know. So then we've got to have car insurance, don't we? Yeah. So auto insurance. You know, these cars, most of the cars that's on the road today use gas. So we need to have a gas bill up there as well. What else do you have to do? Yeah. Yeah. You've got to have utilities. So lights, electric, probably the way to say it, electric and gas, phone. How many people in here have a mobile phone? So, yeah. So some people still live in the dark ages. They have a home line and a mobile phone. I have a home a landline too. So I'm still in the dark ages. So I'm picking on myself. So mobile phone, I would put home phone too, Candace, because some people are like me. They're not going to give it up. They're going to keep having that landline. Yep, that's another one. Yeah, internet. Oh, yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to get it because we got to eat. Yeah, so go ahead and put cable, and then I'll let you go over to the side over there, and we'll put food and groceries. Yeah, food and groceries. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Candace says you got to have some clothes. Yeah, you got to have them. Oh, yeah, I got child care, too. You know, some people have 10. I mean, I have 11, right? 10. I'm talking about in here. Y'all are the kids right now. Okay, you got child care. You know, these kids have to go to school, so there's some costs associated with school. So we say school costs. So I'm just going to tell you, I do not have a pet, but a lot of people have pets. Yeah? So you got to have some pet food and the pet care. So, yeah, say pet. Okay, that's fair. That's fair. We got clothing up there. You know, we all have to make sure we're healthy, and if we're not, we got to go to the doctor, so we got to have some health insurance. Yep. And health insurance and health costs, because you got to pay something along with the insurance. So, you know, some people like to work out, go to the gym. So if you have a gym membership, or I heard somebody say something about Netflix. So we'll call it a category of membership fees. I mean, how many of you have an Amazon account? Anybody in here have an Amazon account? Yeah. So you got to pay on that every month, right? So we'll just say membership costs. And people are members of Sam, gyms, whatever. Then, you know, the people that want to make sure that their family's taken care of have life insurance. So let's put life insurance up there. You know, Deneen said a point, and I didn't elaborate on it, and I am right now. I'm a poster child when it comes to college education. So I have an undergraduate degree that I did not pay one penny for. I have a master's degree that I didn't pay one penny for. Company I work for paid for it. I have a doctorate, and the company I work for paid for it. So I had zero costs associated with going to college, other than a lot of work. Because believe me, playing football is a lot of work. But the point I'm trying to get to here, a lot of people have student loans. So I'd put a student loan line on there. You know, and people, like it or not, they're going to go to Disney World. Although they don't have but $2,000, they're going to go. So you know what they're going to use, right? A credit card. So I'd put a credit card up there. And then, you know, as an individual, you must put something in a retirement account, 401k account. You have to. Yeah, retirement account. So go to retirement or 401k, whichever one you want to write. And on that one, I'm going to say, let's just go ahead and say we're going to do 10% on that one, too. So that'd be $316, another $316. And then, you know, if you're a really smart person, you're going to have what's called an emergency fund. So you're going to be putting some money in that emergency fund. And, you know, if your washing machine goes out or if your tires need to be replaced or you need to have something work done on your car, you don't want to have to use a credit card. You need to have an emergency fund that you work from. So emergency fund. And we're going through this for one reason. I just want to make sure I point out clearly some of the things that you need to make sure you put in your budget. Okay? Because they are expenses. And that's why sometimes people end up spending more than they make because they don't keep up with what they're spending. Okay, let's get it in there. Yeah. Yeah, personal care. And there are any other things that you folks can think of that we missed? Yeah, Christmas Club. Yeah, another one that we haven't put up, actually two more I know we haven't put up there. Some people like travel. Yeah, travel or vacation. Yeah. I mean, some people like to go places. I mean, and if you do go places, you want to be able to afford to go places. You don't want to use a credit card to go places. That shouldn't be your focus. And, you know, most people that I know go out to eat. I don't know many people that don't go out to eat every now and then. So I'd say restaurant or dining. Yeah, dining. Yeah, and entertainment. Yep, that's the next one I had. Yeah. Can you think of anything else? Let me look at my list here. Yeah, lawn care. Cause some people don't cut their own yard. Yeah, lawn care. Yeah, even if you do, you gotta have the equipment. Yeah. What did we miss, Jerry? We got it all, don't we? Yeah, we got it all. Yeah, we got 10 minutes. So, go ahead, Terry. Yeah, so I think we got it covered up there. Now, let's find out in this next 10 minutes or next 8 minutes if we got enough money to do all this stuff. Oh, yeah, I know the answer to it. We can put another 316 in an emergency fund. Yeah. Pay yourself first. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you're on it. Yep. So who wants to pull out their phone and add these up for us? Okay, Mary and Reddy. All right, so mortgage. Oh, yeah, we got to put some numbers by it first. So mortgage, I mean, you can be adding them up as we go down. Mortgage, so what do you folks think typical mortgage is? Yeah, I mean, most people finance it for 30 years, so we'll put that up here. So what is it? What do you think? $1,200? Yeah, $1,200. So what are you thinking, Mary? Okay, I'm gonna go with your number, 850. But I think it's a little higher. But we're gonna go with 850. We'll go with 850. Okay. So mortgage insurance on a 800 a year. Or so divided into 12 is what, 1080 about. $85, say $85. Yeah, $85 a month. Okay, so these fancy cars you're driving around in, How much are you paying on each one of them? Okay. Go with $450 on each one of them. All right. Auto insurance. How much are we going to pay on them two cars each month? $75 a month. Okay, so $150. Excuse me. $150. I'm sorry. Thanks for correcting me. Gas. How much you going to spend a month on gas in that car? So we'll just throw a number out there. It's $200. Let's go $200. Yeah. Because we're going to leave one of them parked. utilities, meaning, that's electric. That is everything, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, that's everything. That's gas and lights. So you say 200? Yeah, and water, too. You see what I'm saying? Mobile phone? Yeah. That's good.
Paid ourselves, and we got to the gas bill. I didn't even include the utilities. Okay. And it came to
$3,133.
Yeah. So we haven't even paid utilities.
Yeah, so again, the point I was trying to make here is most people are living above their means. And you know, rule one, create a budget, okay? Create a budget. We'll stop there. There's no reason to keep going because we can see it. You know, I really encourage whoever wants to make a copy of that, make a copy of that so you can build a budget. You've got to have a plan. Yeah, you've got to have a plan. You know, create that plan and stick to that plan. And, you know, and we may decide that, hey, I'm going to get a Chevette in the Vega. It cost me $1,000 to get that Chevette in the Vega, and I don't have a monthly payment. And there's nothing wrong with that. The worst thing in the world is for you to think you got a ride in a Mercedes and you can't afford it, okay? So you got to make some hard decisions. The last thing I'll touch on, and then we'll pick back up on this next week, is just in general, what are those things you need to do to become debt-free and achieve financial freedom? Okay, one is create a plan or a budget. Two is get out of debt. And, you know, there's different ways to approach your debt. You can pay off the highest interest rate bill you have. But once you pay that one off, the money that you save, you pay it on the next one that you're trying to pay off. Or you may elect to pay off the lowest balance bill. But whichever choice that you choose to make on that, just make sure if you pay off a bill that you were paying $150 on, don't take that $150 and go buy a bunch of clothes each month, or take that $150 and put it on the next one. Because you have to have a goal to get out of debt. I'm telling you, if you do have debt today, let's say you have a mortgage that's $2,000 a month. You pay it off, you got $2,000 a month in your pocket. 2,000 times 12 is $24,000. Guess what? You can go pay cash for a $24,000 car if you want it. And if you have zero debt, everything you make, other than, you know, you paying utilities and that type stuff, but for the most part, that's not going to come up to a whole lot of money. You can just save a tremendous amount of money, okay? So you save this money. You need to make sure you invest. Invest. And one that I should have said before invest is live on less than you make. Just a simple principle, live on less than you make. There's no reason to try to make people think that you're more than what you are, because at the end of the day, you are what you are. And then the last one is make sure you're generous. You know, maybe you're at the grocery store and you see this person in front of you have $150 worth of groceries, and you can tell that they're struggling. Pay for it. you'll be amazed with the dividends that you may get on the other side for that good deed that you did. And I'm not telling you to do it to think you're going to get more money, but things just seem to work out when you do good things for other people. So create a budget. The other one, Candace, to put up there is get out of debt. It just can put it, yeah, you can put it. I tell you what, put it between one and two, because that should be high up there, but between one and two. We'll call it 1A, get out of debt. I mean, you've got to create a plan to work on to eliminate your debt. Create the plan. You know, and I threw out two scenarios. You know, as you pay one down, use that money to pay off the next one, to go towards paying the next one. And I'm telling you, it may take you 5 years to get out of debt. But that's okay. At the end of the 5 years, if you want to go buy that Mercedes that you want, you can go buy it because you got plenty of cash or whatever car that you like. It could be that Ford F-150. Just pay cash for it. Move on. Any questions for me before we close out? I'm going to give you my advice. I would never finance a car. Now, I'm not saying I never have, because I have. But I did it once, and I saw that was a big mistake because of how much money I was giving away. And I finally realized, you know, I don't have a car payment, so I can just still put a line item in the budget to save $500, $600, $700 a month to go towards my next car purchase. And when I get enough money, I go buy another car. And I do believe in driving cars forever. I have a 2002 Ranger pickup. I bought it new. I still drive it. It's close to the end. I got my money out of it. I have my money out of it. Plus, I have money to buy the next truck. And, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you, I'm in the process of trying to sell that Ranger. So if somebody want to buy it here tonight, I was going to drive it tonight, but somebody told me that she wasn't riding in it. She said she ain't riding in it, and that truck has never broke down on me. Oh, you like what she drives better? Yeah, you got it. Yep, that's exactly right. A cultural shift with them, huh? Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, again, I had no problem paying $500 for my Vega back when I was in school and driving. I didn't care that these other folks over here had a brand new Camaro. I couldn't afford it. So I wasn't going to even attempt to try to get one. I drove the Vega. You do. You've got to be aggressive. I mean, you really do. And I'm telling you, I have never felt like I was lacking for anything. And today, I'm telling you, I can go out and buy just about anything. Am I going to go do that? No. But I can. Because I have financial freedom. And I won't. Every person in our community to get to financial freedom. Every person. You know, and next time we'll talk about investments and that type of stuff a little bit. But one thing I am going to say, I am not a financial manager, and I am not going to give you financial advice on where to invest your money. I'm not going to do that. You need to go to a financial manager for that. They get paid for that. There's liabilities for that. Do I think I'm financial savvy? I think I am. But I'm not giving out any investment advice to anyone. So I just want to make sure I put that out there, just to make sure nobody was coming thinking I was going to give some investment advice, because I'm not. Okay? The principles that I'm talking about can put you at a point where you've got money to invest, and you can attain financial freedom. Okay? Right. And just to kind of give you a preview to that is, again, you have to live on what you make. It's not about how much you make. It's all about what you do with what you make. Okay? You've got to make decisions. And the decisions you make can get you to the point to where you are much better off. By no means am I saying every person gonna make $2 billion a day, because they're not. But how much you make today, you can utilize it to get yourself out of debt, and you can utilize it to help put you in a much better place. But thanks, Candace, for bringing that point out. And we'll talk about it some more next week. Good. Ms. Webb, would you like to close us in prayer?